All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlach from the Ntlakemk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be biggest achievement of the year. And right now it's December 12th, 2024. And we have a super... good lineup. We have our brother Wegedes coming in. We have my brother Nbubiishkin from down LA, and my brother Shkwait Shechlach from Gwaishkna, BC. And also in the house, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Hello, Celia. Everyone.
Yes, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hoping the finals are going well.
Yes, all those students out there, hope you're getting everything done properly. And so we also have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some Gomer Pyle, Twisted Sister, Jefferson Airplane, The Scratch.
Oh.
Yeah, and Tim Henson, if we have enough time. So we welcome our guests, from our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Egypt, from India, from China, from Philippines, Japan, Ukraine, Russia, New Zealand, Australia, South America, North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So, we're going to get this show started, and we're going to play some energetic music. And this is our first song is from Gomer Pyle. And the name of their song is Albino Rattlesnake. So hang on to your seats and get ready for some Albino Rattlesnake from Gomer Pyle. So enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
it.
Woo! Man, that was a space trip to Pluto. Ah, man. Welcome back, everybody. That was Gomer Pyle and their song called Albino Rattlesnake.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty cool. Nice transition into the next world and back to this world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. And welcome, Wegedesk.
Thanks for having me, Nation. I'm super excited to be here. Happy Thursday to everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for manning the ship, Chief.
Oh, no problem, man. We'd like to get this show on the road and start it right. So we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Great idea, folks. And as we get ready for these deep breaths, let's relax our body. Maybe your shoulders need to be relaxed, your jaw, your toes, your butt, whatever you've been holding up because life is tough these days. Let's get ready to relax and bring all the love of life in through our nose. And on the exhale, we're just going to let everything go. Let's get three of those good deep breaths in us. In 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And one more all the way in. Super good.
Woo.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's always awesome and great to get that oxygen into our blood systems, into our brains, and getting us ready for our awesome subject. And today we're going to be doing the biggest achievement of the year. And we'd love to start out with you, Wegedesk. What do you have for us?
Wow, Chief. Thank you so much. And, you know, I really ask for being humble. But given that this topic is about our achievements, I've got to tell you, even though I've previously set a world record for the most difficult list of dives competed off of the 10-meter platform and many other things, this year was particularly special because I was able to bring back a civil lawsuit to the Supreme Court of British Columbia addressing the sexual abuse of children. And the lawyers and the insurance company, Aviva Insurance, that protects those child predators. And I brought it forward about 3 years ago, and Justice David Crerar told me, sorry, I'm not willing to look at this until you have a lawyer, and no lawyers would help me with it. So I had to bring it back again, and this new judge, Gareth Morley, ruled to protect the child predators. He ruled to support the insurance company lawyers who were profiteering, extorting victims into settlement contracts. And so a lot of people would look at what happened, my own family included, look at me and say, hey, this didn't go your way. It's time to let this settle and go a different route in your life. But I'm so proud of what I've done, and I'm so proud to keep going. Because sometimes our biggest failures are actually our biggest successes in disguise, maybe just waiting until the rest of the world catches up with us. So then the true fruits of these labors can be experienced and be harvested. So for me, I'm super grateful for that. Anybody that's interested, please look up Supreme Court of British Columbia case file number 230363. Super awesome case. And anybody who wants to learn more about it, there's lots on my website, wegedesk.com, wegedesk.com, and my YouTube channel, Wega Paul. As you know, Chief, I've been at this for a long time, and that's what I'm chalking up to be my greatest success in 2024 was the further exposure of the professionals that facilitate the status quo that allow children to be abused. So Gareth Morley, Bruno DeVita, and Samantha Ip, they're all ripe for healing. That's what I got to say about that. What do you think, Chief?
Beautiful, wonderful, man. That is quite an achievement. And I know the ancestors are just cheering for you and applauding. And so are we. We're very proud of you for, you know, standing up for what's right. It's really hard and difficult to do that. So, man, that's amazing. Pretty special, pretty beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, lots of courage.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Thanks, y'all. And how about you, Chief? What's your biggest success this year?
Well, I was looking back and reflecting, and for me, it was the ceremony we done. And we were able to do our DMT ceremony, and it was just so special and beautiful. There was so much peace and serenity in that, and it helped me to understand myself and realize that, you know, we all have this special chemical in all of us, in, and actually everything on the planet has DMT. And I found a way of unlocking it, and it's to relive the special, beautiful things that bring us to that huge positive energy that we all can experience and have, and we all do. We all have very special moments in our lives that just fill us full of energy. And these can be brought on through our memories as we're reliving them and talking about them. These things can help us to release our own DMT and bring us to that peaceful quality of life that we're all looking for. We all want peace. We all want to experience unconditional love and the beautiful energy that's all around us. And so, you know, I was reliving that, and I do relive it many times, like when I get to speak about it to others, and especially when I'm going through a dark time or, you know, a rough patch, I just reach back and I remember and I go through it and travel back out into the universe and just relive all the peacefulness and the serenity that goes through when you go through these special, beautiful ceremonies. So, and I thank you for bringing me through that and just being there and supporting me and giving me that opportunity to attain that super beautiful, peaceful, wonderful time that I had. It was so special and deep, and I wish that upon everyone. Everyone in the world should experience that beautiful peace. So,
absolutely. I totally agree, Chief. And I would have thought maybe it was your new acceptance into the Helicopter Academy. Mm. But I'm honored. I'm honored to be a part of that process with you. And, you know, one thing that both of our accomplishments have in common is bravery and courage. So I encourage all the listeners out there to stoke your bravery and stoke your courage, because a lot of our life-changing, you know, magical experiences lie beyond us pushing through the fear and the hesitation that bravery and courage helped us break through. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Chief.
Nope.
You're a legend, brother.
Thanks, brother. You have a great rest of the week and weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always an honor and a privilege to have you come and share your wisdom, your experience, and just all the energy, positive energy, the deep breaths. It's just beautiful and wonderful.
Absolutely, Chief. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Celia, and everybody else there at the studio. Happy Thursday and beyond. See you next week.
All right. Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. That was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. And just always special time once we get him on here with us.
Yeah.
So we're going to carry on our program. And coming up next, we have Nbubiyishkin. And he's international. He's down in L.A., U.S., the States. And so we're going to play his song that he picked and chose. It's from Twisted Sister. So, Heavy Metal Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas. So, enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
That was Twisted Sister and their song called Heavy Metal Christmas, The 12 Days of Christmas. That's one of my niece, Sensei Lily's favorite bands, Twisted Sister. And we have on the line with us, we have Nbubiishkin, and he's down in California, L.A. Welcome to the program. How are you doing, Nbubiishkin?
I'm doing good.
Yes. Pardon?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have our subject today, and I know I just gave you I just gave it to you just now. And our subject is the biggest achievement of the year for yourself, or, you know, whatever whatever's on your list of great achievements and things that affect you positively and just give you a lot of great energy.
Well, for me, I think it was just kind of see myself again, and I feel like I'm getting there. Like, I just wasn't feeling myself after the breakup with the ex, and now I'm just feel myself again and being happy again. That was the biggest thing for me these past couple of years, and this year finally, like, I'm starting to feel myself again.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment, getting over those kind of issues. And I know this time of the year can bring up those kind of things. And, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we want to talk to everybody. And we know these things can get to people. And, yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so glad to hear that you're able to get that positive energy back and get on a right road mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So, yeah. And how about your experience with the radio?